Now, did you guys get into the folder that I sent?
No, I couldn't get into the network.
Do you have a hotspot so you can get into your email?
I possibly do. Where is that sheet one more time? I'll try a different one more. Did you guys get in through that?
I put the dashes in, so I should
have. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and swear you all in. Go ahead and raise your right hand. This here is a record of County Board of Equalization, Taney County, Missouri. We, the members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, do solemnly swear that we will discharge our duties according to law as members of above-named board to the best of our ability. So help me God.
So help me God. I think it's capital O, just FYI.
And at this time, we need you to nominate and elect a chairman.
I nominate Jeff Reynolds to be chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. I'm in, yeah. I'm just waiting on that email. But all right, well, welcome everybody here. We have some different time slots that are aligned with different people here.
They're all slotted from 9:15 till 11:45 today.
All right.
So if we get done early, we can take an early lunch.
Okay. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Just taking an order, I guess.
The first one is actually a teleconference, but if you want to take care of people that's here now,
sure.
First, you can.
So, BOE number 2021-2, Haldava LLC, who's that?
Me.
All right.
How are you guys today?
Good.
I don't know if you guys remember me from last year or not, but I'm here again.
All right.
Nice to see you guys.
All right, yeah, welcome.
My tax went double from last year. I don't know what happened. The pandemic happened, and just doubled it up. And all the theaters has got 5% discounts, where all the hotel owners are doubled. I would please like you guys to consider putting back where I was last year.
So where was your valuation? Your valuation as far as total valuation.
And I do have some other hotels in here. I compared to my hotels. Their value is way lower for us, me being 62 units. It's skyrocketing.
Do we have last year's? So.
He was at BOE last year, so his. I don't know if the law changed or not, but his property should have been set at the same amount for at least 2 years.
I was told if when it's a reassessment year, everything's up for change.
And that's the way the BOE law reads is that once it's set, but they don't give a dead length of time. So there's arguments going both ways on it.
So the valuation went up from what to what? Help me understand this.
It went from 950,000 appraised to 1,512,291 appraised, which took the assessment from 304,000 to 483,930.
Did we change it last year, or did we keep it the same? Did we change?
We changed it last year.
I mean, there's a lot of theaters in town. They're making so much money, and they're getting so much discounts now. Sight and Sound. They're saving $100,000+ this year. And they're one of the biggest Apple in town, and they're getting a discount. Dolly Stampede, same thing. Titanic. Well, all the hotels are struggling like right now. Yeah, last 6 weeks, different story.
Tell me your name, sir.
I go by Mike.
Mike, all right.
Yes, sir.
So, Mike, you came before us last year.
Yes, sir.
We heard your case.
Mm-hmm.
We made a ruling to lower your taxes.
That's right, yes, sir.
Based on the evidence that you presented last year, we're here again this year.
Same thing, there's a bunch of other hotels in town. For example, Whispering, bigger property than mine, he's lower than mine. Willow Tree, bigger property than mine, lowered. These are from 3 days ago, pulled up from Tenney County site. Roadway, bigger property, lower than mine. Green Gables, lower. The biggest one is Grand Oak, 200-some unit hotels, and they're valued at $500,000. How is that possible?
No, I hear you. Susan, what's the cause for the jump?
Okay, we had another hotel owner come in and wanted everybody reassessed, and so we were going out and doing that. When we went out to this particular hotel, we had to resketch it. We added the elevator. They actually remeasured and resketched everything. That's where why it came in. We took out all the old exemptions, which we were running into problems in our software because there's so many exemptions with no notes on them that we had to take them out. And so his actual value coming up on appraised with the Honeycutt system, which you probably know that went out of business 40 years ago. That's why we keep doing these index increases. And so truly his motel does come out at 1,512. And then if you can see, I put in there also, he's got 65 rooms, but he's a Class D. And hotels are classed different. And so I've also, in this list, I've got other motels that are like his, and they come up around 26,000, 28,000, another 26,000 a room. Here's one, 20,000. So just averaging, that brings him to 23,000 a room. We did ask him for his income and 3 years of his insurance policies just to try and get everything in line because we wanted to work with him, but I guess you just bought that.
Yep.
So he doesn't have anything, and he doesn't have anything from the past. But based on what we've got, and I've got an example here of one also done Honeycutt. This one's been through court and all sorts of stuff, but the Honeycutt value on the Clarion, that was down at In 2018, when the guy bought it, it was down at $2,324,000. And he bought it for $6,400,000. So if, as you probably realize, since you live in Taney County, we are low in compared to what the true money value is.
So there's a couple different issues here. That we got about three issues going on just showing up right here on this one. Stephanie, number one is the ruling on the ruling on a BOE that happened last year. That ruling, as far as my understanding, and this is my sixth year on the BOE, it's my understanding that that ruling holds unless something changes with that particular property. Stephanie, are you aware of that rule?
And again, we went out and reassessed it, and there was the measurements were different, and it had an elevator that we didn't have, so things did change.
So that's one thing. So past BOE rulings, you mentioned exemptions. You know, the BOE has been around for over 100 years. And there have been, I mean, there's 48,000 some odd parcels in Taney County, is my understanding.
48,191.
Okay. So over the course of hundred years, I mean, I've been on this 6 years and have addressed over 1,000 properties and then there's assessors and prior assessors that have looked at properties that have come up with, they've been out on the ground and looked at particular stuff and made changes. And it's my understanding that those exemptions have been wiped. Is that correct?
Right. There's like things from like, you know, 1995. Just random things were in there.
Okay.
And we went out and reassessed it like it was a new building. We didn't change any, anything other than the things that were brand new in it.
I mean, I think she can, obviously the assessor job is to reassess on a regular basis. I think she can reassess. But what I'm trying to get clarity on is we do have a 2-year cycle on all of this stuff. I mean, he has a right to be here because of change this year, but the question is to be is, does she have a right to reassess this year after we set it last year? And that's the question, and I'm not.
It's my understanding, no. In times past, they have stood unless something changes with the property.
Right, and I mean, all of the properties in the county, obviously, they can be reassessed. I don't think that that's
sure
every year. But the 2-year cycle is what I'm concerned about. I mean, he has a right to be here because it has been reassessed, certainly. I mean, because he's technically, you only have a right to appeal every 2 years. But since there was a reassessment, he's back in here. So I'm confused as to why. I mean, I'm not seeing it in the statute is what I'm trying to figure out.
So I have a letter here from the Lodging Association that they had concerns because you're not the only hotel in town that has been raised significantly, and we have some on the docket, some that aren't on the docket. And as far as the BOE is concerned, Wesley, you could probably confirm this, that we don't have to just address properties that are on the docket, correct?
That is correct. You can address any property.
Okay.
In Taney County.
So, it says that, I mean, we all just came off a worldwide pandemic where everybody was affected in this worldwide pandemic. And it's deeply concerning that we're getting hit on all kinds of fronts. And then in our own home, Taney County, that every area of our taxes have been hit, and not only a little bit, but by a lot. The Lodging Association says that they were down 41% last year. 41%. a record low ever in